Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Did you know that June is National Dairy Month? June is the perfect time to celebrate dairy by drinking milk and eating cheese, yogurt, and of course, ice cream. I'm Debbie Arthur of Arthur Dairy. I'm a proud dairy farmer, and I invite you to join me in celebrating all things dairy this month. To search recipes that include healthy and delicious dairy foods, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Cattle futures today finished sharply higher, with the feeder cattle nearly $4 higher. August closed $3.87 higher at $137.37, up $3.87. September's $3.62, October $3.32, November $3.10. Largely gaining back some of the previous losses here. You know, the last Thursday and Friday, the market was pretty brutal and sold off hard. So we're just gaining back some of those, some of that weakness. Live cattle were $80 to $1.50 higher, so that was a welcome sight as well. Midday box beef was 37 higher on choice at $223.57. Select was up 56 cents at $207.47. So just a little bit higher there. It looks like the cash market this week is estimated to be, or bid right now, at 112 in the live cattle. And also probably the bigger story worldwide anyway is the fact that Brazil had a BSE case here in the last couple of days. China has banned Brazilian imports, at least temporarily, until they figure out what's going on. That's a big deal because in 2018, China bought about $1.5 billion worth of beef from Brazil. It's about 20% of all the Chinese beef imports, 332,000 metric tons. But it's not expected to be prolonged here, as it was an older cow, 17-year-old cow. So
we'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Make plans to attend the Chris Black 18th Annual Cream of the Crop Bred Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 8th to 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, featuring 375 head of AI-bred fall-calving heifers and cows, along with 25 20- to 24-month-old stout-herd bull prospects, which are ready to go to work. Most breeds will be represented in volume. For a sale catalog, videos, and sale information, go to blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0712.
The grain markets today were weaker in wheat. We were 14 to 18 cents lower, as the winter wheat conditions were 64% good to excellent. Now, that was unexpectedly higher than last week. Last week was 61, so a 3% increase. But the biggest story here is really the corn and bean planting percentage, extremely delayed. Corn was 67% planted. Normally we're about 96%. Beans were 39, normally 79%, so significant delays there. Cotton was right in line at 71% planted, normally 72, and then 40% good to excellent. So that was the first rating for the cotton crop. So overall, the cotton and wheat are actually doing pretty well. It's just delays in corn and bean planting that are causing some issues. Soybean crushers crushed about 172 million bushels. We were looking for 170, so that was thought to maybe lift the market here, as demand was a little bit higher than expected. And then some studies on this trade war and the impact it's had globally. Now, it looks like Vietnam is the biggest winner here. Since this trade war started, their GDP is up about 7.9% in Vietnam, so that's really good for them. The bad news is for the U.S., it looks like the biggest things getting hit for us are soybeans, the aircraft, and grains and cotton. So agriculture is a big problem for us in this trade war. To the Chinese, Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.